when I think about teaching online, I think about how much time it takes to prepare for such an endeavor. So for me, beginning my teaching career online, I feel like I had a huge advantage in that I could sit and figure out how to engage students. So that's the biggest barrier for folks, is how do you engage with a virtual room of students, and how do you then translate, you know, the intimate feeling of being in a classroom with students? How do you do that for the online environment? So that's something I thought deeply about, especially that I am in Vancouver and a lot of the students are in Toronto. There's a time zone difference as well. So what I did is I created a series of optional live webinars. If you did not attend the webinars, there was, of course, a recording, and then there would be backup PDFs. There's a discussion board to carry the conversation on. So there were various ways to enter into the virtual classroom. And so if folks were not able to attend live, you know, they weren't docked any marks or anything. So I tried to remove that stress. One thing I did that I think was extremely helpful for students is I was super flexible with deadlines. So I would say things like, this particular assignment is due within this time frame. And I think so many instructors have their grading days or their grading weeks because they want to, you know, allow time to do that work. So what I did is I worked that into my calendar with that flexibility. So I would block off huge chunks of time just in case some students handed things in a little bit later. So I wasn't, you know, rushing to read through all of these portfolios, and I gave myself enough time to enjoy it as well. Like, these are the things you can plan for in advance. How are you going to engage your students? And how are you going to make that space comfortable and safe? That's something I'm still working on. I make cameras optional. I know it can be really weird to be staring at someone, you know, and staring at their frozen picture or screen for so long. So I basically say, you can have your camera on when you're speaking. If you don't want it on at all, that's okay. Try to use audio. If you still don't feel safe in doing that, you can use the chat function as well. And some folks are just not comfortable being recorded. So it's not that they don't want to speak on camera. They just don't want that living, you know. So I think if we can be transparent about how folks' information will be used outside of the classroom, I think that will help as well. I also encourage communication. There are many students who feel like they can't reach out to their instructors, or they can't ask for help, or they can't be honest and transparent about what's happening in their lives. Another thing that's really difficult is office hours. How do I organize office hours when I don't have an actual office and folks are in different time zones? So I encourage folks to book 25-minute calls with me. And what I'll do is I'll open that up. My whole schedule is bookable online. And so they can find a pocket of time that works best for them, but it has to fall within, you know, a pocket on my schedule. So I always say, if you need to check in about an assignment, or you need clarification, or you want to talk about your career as a writer, like, book a 25-minute chunk now. If you know your schedule 2 months from now, book it now. And it makes it easier for everybody. So I'm not sitting in a virtual space for 2 hours hoping someone knocks on the door, which I don't think is a good use of anyone's time.